seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. As you well know, dear listeners, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We find in the history books that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was intentionally arrested and he was thrown into dark prisons where he remained for many years. We also find in the history books that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was put under some of the most severest of tortures, and they made him suffer from pain and misfortunes. But the beauty and the behaviors and the akhlaq, the morals and ethics, and this perseverance and patience and steadfastness of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam resulted in that despite these trials and tribulations and tortures and imprisonment and pains and misfortunes and sufferings, Imam al-Kazim never grumbled, nor did he complain, nor did he whine, nor did he show any impatience towards all that befell upon him. And rather, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam showed gratitude to Allah. He praised and worshipped Allah more than even the people who weren't facing all of these different calamities and tragedies. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam thanked and praised Allah for giving him the time and the dedication to serve and obey Allah. These are the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام الصنيعة لا تتم صنيعة عند المؤمن لصاحبها إلا بثلاثة أشياء: تصغيرها وسترها وتعجيلها. فمن صغر الصنيعة عند المؤمن فقد عظم أخاه، ومن عظم الصنيعة عنده فقد صغر أخاه، ومن كتم ما أولاه من صنيعه فقد كرم فعاله، ومن عجل ما وعد فقد هنئ العطية.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "A good turn done to a fellow believer is not considered complete until accompanied by three things: underestimation of the act, concealing it, and hastening its completion. He who underestimates his good turn to a fellow believer has esteemed his brother highly indeed, whereas He who esteems his good turn to be great has deemed his brother to be insignificant. He who conceals the good turn that he has done has honored his action, and he who hastens to fulfill his promise takes pleasure in the gift too.
Welcome back to your listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, we find in these beautiful conversations and these dialogues of Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam that he really emphasized Muslims to obtain an understanding of the religion of Allah and to obtain knowledge in the precepts of the religion of Allah, meaning Islam. In very many traditions and in very many conversations, we find that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he does speak about this idea of obtaining understanding and knowledge of Islam. In some places, he has referred to this obtainment of the knowledge and understanding of the religion of Allah as being a key to the inner self. In other places, he has referred to it as the perfect act of worship. And yet, in other places, he has said that the superiority of one who has an understanding and knowledge of the religion of Islam is like a sun when compared to mere worshippers who are like stars. Now, to kind of continue, we find in a conversation of Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam with his companion, when he talks about this thing, he says something very interesting. Imam Al-Kadhim says, "Whoever does not obtain an understanding in his religion, in Islam, none of their deeds please Allah." Meaning, Allah is not satisfied with any of their deeds. Now, truly a very serious tradition we find here, a very serious conversation and a very serious concept, a very serious fundamental aspect that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam has put forth. He has said that whoever does not obtain an understanding of his religion, Islam, whoever does not obtain knowledge of his religion, Islam, none of that person's deeds are satisfactory to or are they pleasing to Allah. Meaning Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, accepts and is pleased with and is satisfied with those deeds which are done with understanding, which are done with knowledge. And so thus we see that whoever does not obtain an understanding of the religion of Islam, their deeds do not please Allah. And so if we go about it in the reverse, we find that Allah is pleased with, Allah accepts, and Allah is satisfied with those deeds which we do with an understanding and with knowledge of the religion. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Shaykh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Now there's a very beautiful hadith from the seventh Imam in regards to Hisham ibn Hakam, and that is in regards to Aql. They say, Imam says that, you know, there is two hujjat. One hujjat is internal hujjat, internal proof, and there is another hujjat, which is outside. The internal proof, the esoteric reality or the internal reality or the proof is the intellect of man. Aql of man is considered as hujjat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is external hujjat, which are considered to be the imams, which are considered to be the anbiya, which are considered to be the prophets and the messengers of God. Now, there has to be a correlation. There has to be a relationship. If the internal aql goes or makes an error, then you have the external aql which will really rectify it and correct it. That's why we say that Islam is a religion of fitrah. Islam is a religion of aql, you know.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.